Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
This podcast, we're going to talk about making inflation work for you, really for your business, because it isn't working for you personally. Gosh, I looked at what I spent for gas the other day, and I was literally alarmed. I shouldn't be worrying about it. And I'm driving a Mercedes AMG, and I'm literally was thinking about putting the 87% gas in it. You're supposed to put the 93% in, and I'm looking at it. I think it's like a dollar more. And not that that's going to crush me, but it was like I'm going to spend over $100 on gas. So I want to be clear. I'm not a big fan of inflation and interest rates are going up, but I'm going to tell you how to make it work for your business because you have to. You don't have a choice. So just talk about a few things that I've done, and I own service companies, so I want to preface that. First thing is, if you have vehicles, you absolutely have to put a fee in there for vehicles, called truck charges. However you do it, and I've seen it. My pool cleaning company has done it. My landscapers added it. But you've got to put something in there. You've got to figure out my vehicles typically spend about $110, $120 a week. Okay, I got that over 5 days. So what is that about? It's $25, $25, $24 a day. We build that into each job. Why? You got to get the money back. Yeah, you have to get the money back. I looked at what I spent 2 years ago. I'm not getting into political issues here, but all I can tell you under the chubby guy with kind of like orange skin, I love it. I tell you what, I miss his gas prices. My gas, it was one-third of what it is today. One-third. I had my accountant pull it up. It's right now I'm up like 40% of what it was last year. Crazy. So the fact is that you're definitely spending more and you got to figure out how you can handle that. Next is you got to increase labor charges. Why? Because I don't know about you, but it's cost me more to keep the employees I have because, everybody was going to be able to go home and get paid during the pandemic. So the standard that I was paying, I mean, we're paying guys about 30% more. And you're like, Sean, I can't raise my rates. Well, okay, are you willing to work for 35% less than what you were making? Man, I don't know what your margins are, but I'm not. So you got to find a way to frame that story when you're selling your business to clients, the value, the extraordinary talent that you have. I mean, it's part of our value proposition to our customers that we don't use subcontractors, we use employees. And obviously to have employees, you got to have, benefits and retirement and things of that nature. You've got to pitch it because you've got to increase your labor charges. If you haven't, shame on you. You've got to add some fixed fees on the front end. I mean, if you do consulting, analysis, you design services or whatever, anything you were doing for free, you better figure out how to get some type of fixed fee. The free days are done. You got to try to get as much as you can. You can't get it. I mean, if you've been doing free estimates, you got to decide. If you have nobody in your area that's doing that, you can probably get some type of $20, deposit fee just to confirm the appointment, and it's a service charge. You got to get creative however you do that. It's a consult, however you do it. This is your chance to figure out every fee you can get. I know that doesn't sound good, but I'm telling you, it's coming out of your pocket. If not, you're going to be far more generous than I would be. You need to cut back on anything that can be eliminated. I look at everything. I look at our dumpster. I look at, when we were renting uniforms. I look at everything. I look at people that I was giving vehicles to go home. I mean, when gas was $1.97 a gallon, everybody was taking vehicles home at my business. I eliminated a few people that had truck privileges. And some of them I had to bring them back. And I had to look closer. And I noticed that, they were, using the gas card to get to work. And I had to, constantly go back to people and go, listen, the vehicle is yours, from at the job, but the 40 minutes to get you to work, I don't pay for your gas because you'd have to get to work anyway. The point is you have to cut back on anything that can be eliminated during this time. Okay. And then I don't know how long this podcast is going to be. I haven't even looked at my timer, but here's the key point. Never give it back. Never give it back. Okay, when things change, don't give it back, because that's going to be the feasting stage. What I've learned is that during any economic downturn, this is where you've got to be really smart as an owner. You got to pivot. You got to make tough decisions. You got to guard cash. Cash is like oxygen. Okay. I'm not in business for any other reason than to be frank with you. I'm in business to make money. Now, what I do with that money, that's generosity and all that. I love all that part of it. But if my business does not make money, then I have to let people off. I got to, let people go. And they can't pay their mortgages and they can't put their kids through colleges. So I have a fiscal responsibility. And every one of the things I've shared with you, if I do those correctly, then we have money. I've increased operating expenses, which gives us, more money to operate our business and to grow and to be able to scale and things of that nature. So what I would tell you to do is you got to increase every vehicle charge you have. Every one of them, you've got to get money for it on the road. You got to increase it. If you have never done it, you need to start it. Whatever you're getting, you need to get more. You've got to increase your labor charges, however you want to frame that. If you have certain niche services that require maybe more talent, you need to increase that price. Like if everything's kind of the same right now, maybe you need to kind of divide it off. I know we do that. We have different tiers of talent that, is a different price. All right. You need to cut back on anything that can be eliminated. I literally went through all our cell phones the other day on our account. I had two phones on there that we had let employees go years ago. I mean, it's not a ton, but it was, $80 a month. What is that? $960 a year. It's $1,000. Still $1,000. Okay. It's still $1,000. You need to do all these things and never give it back. So when things turn around, then you can feast for, you feast and do what you need to do. But I've never given it back. I've never raised my prices ever and given it back. I've never at any point go, 2008's over, the housing market's doing great, let me give back. Never. It's never happened under my watch, nor will it. I want to thank you so much for listening to the podcast brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. I have a passion for equipping, encouraging, and educating entrepreneurs. I try to bring on guests that can help you, that can share a little bit of knowledge, can give you something that can take your business to the next level, maybe share something that I don't have any experience with, and that's why that we have guests that are typically business owners and or authors, or they understand an area within success and leadership and business and money. All of those help you become a better business owner. I try to bring them on the show. Maybe they're just motivating, but either way, 10 Minute Entrepreneur Podcast is the fastest entrepreneurship podcast on the planet and one of the biggest. Thank you for listening to us, brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. You don't understand marketing. You're struggling at, acquiring customers. Reach out to GetStartedMarketing.com and get a free analysis. We will talk again soon.